It started with a simple question. Can we run a Windows-only Unity drone simulation in a Linux Docker container, stream its cameras via RTSP, and connect a PX4 flight controller to it? 3 days, 40-plus commits, and approximately 60 hours of debugging later, the answer is yes. This is the story of how we got there. If you haven't read the first part of this journey, start there. It covers the Docker Foundation, the Unity licensing labyrinth, and the initial RTSP streaming pipeline. This post picks up where that one ends and follows the thread all the way to a working PX4 CITL integration. Section, Act 1, The Ordinary World. We had a working Docker pipeline, GPU pass-through, volume mounts, and the same container-based testing patterns that work on everything from Jetson Xaviers to cloud GPUs. The simulation ran. Cameras streamed. But the cameras showed gray pixels or terrain contours without color. And most importantly, there was no flight controller connected. The drone just sat there, frozen in digital amber. The Quest, connect PX4, an open-source flight controller, to this containerized simulation so the drone could actually fly and the cameras would show a real flight perspective. This quest would take us through 5 distinct underworlds, each with its own guardian and puzzle. Section, Act 2, The Coordinate System Riddle. Section, The Call. The first mystery, why was the camera output always the same gray image regardless of where we placed the drone? We changed the entity's GPS altitude from 200m to 300m to 500m. The camera feed didn't change. Not a single pixel. Section, The Descent. Deep investigation into the simulation's source code revealed the coordinate conversion system, a flat Earth approximation and managed coordinate converter at CS. The critical insight, altitude is passed through directly as Unity's y-coordinate. An entity at GPS altitude 300m appears at Unity y equals 300, regardless of the home point altitude. But the real dragon was hiding elsewhere. Section, The Dragon. Mav Link Vehicle Reflector. Without a Mav Link connection, get vehicle state, returns all zeros. Every frame, the entity position is reset to 0, 0, 0, below the terrain. The initial GPS position from set initial geode location is immediately overwritten. Section, The Fix. With this fix, switching to sim entity, which doesn't have the reflector, confirmed, the drone model appeared in the camera at the correct altitude. The camera was attached to the entity all along. We just couldn't see it because the entity was underground. Section, Act 3, The Terrain Shader Abyss. Section, The Problem. Even with correct positioning, the terrain rendered as flat gray geometry, elevation contours visible, but no satellite imagery or colors. Section, The Investigation. The terrain asset bundles from the team's file server were built with build target.standalone windows. Their shaders included only DirectX variants. On Linux with Vulkan, every material fell back to the default gray standard shader. Section, Attempts that failed. 1. Custom vertex color shader, compiled in editor but didn't render at runtime in the player build, even when added to always included shaders. 2. Unlit/texture shader. Texture reference didn't survive the asset bundle player loading pipeline in Unity 2019.4 batch mode. 3. Embedded terrain in main scene. Same texture serialization issue. 4. Rebuilding terrain from UMFTDI project. The terrain builder project existed but needed raw MFD source data from an unreachable server. Section, What we learned. Unity 2019.4's built-in rendering pipeline on Linux/Vulkan has fundamental limitations with shader compilation for asset bundles built in batch mode. The terrain geometry loads and renders correctly. The issue is purely about material/texture binding. This remains an open item. The proper fix is rebuilding the original terrain with standalone Linux 64 from the team's UMFTDI terrain builder project, a one drop-down change in the wizard, if someone has access to the raw terrain source data. Section, Act 4. The PX4 CITL integration, 5 sub-bosses. Section, Sub-boss 1, the entity generator. The simulation has multiple entity types. Sim entity, static, no flight controller. Mav Link entity, receives Mav Link position, client mode. Matrix remote drone, acts as PX4 CITL simulator, server mode, TCP 4560. Matrix remote drone failed silently. No logs, no errors. Investigation revealed. 1. UDP remote entity.start server 9400 returned false. UDP port binding issue in Docker. 2. This prevented set movement settings from ever running. 3. TCP 4560 never opened. And separately, simple IMU, simple barometer, simple magnetometer classes referenced in the config don't exist in the codebase. Only simple GPS exists. The sensor initialization returned false, causing the entire set player settings chain to fail. The fix created PX4 entity, a simplified entity that extends entity directly, skipping UDP remote entity, only requires simple GPS, and initializes remote MAV link flight controller for TCP 4560. A debugging lesson. Debug.log is stripped from release builds. We only discovered the entity failures after switching to debug.log error, which is never stripped. Section, Subboss 2, the native library dragon. With PX4 entity, TCP 4560 opened. PX4 SITL connected. The initial send hill sensor returned true. PX4 responded with hill actuator controls. Victory seemed close. Then the simulation loop failed. Every MAV link node.send message call returned false. 500 retries, all failed. Struct sizes, Marshall size of MAV link hill sensor T equals 64, matches native expectations. Connection state, SITL node null equals false, connected equals true, connected. Incoming messages PX4 kept sending hill actuator controls, number 93. Connection alive. The native libmavlinkcom wrapper.so was the suspect. We found the source code into the mavlinkcom wrapper project repo. The send message implementation. No validation, no size check, just memp and send. The library should work. But it didn't. Section, Subboss 3, the raw TCP approach. Bypassing the native library entirely, we wrote raw mavlink sender CS. A pure .NET TCP client-based MAV link V2 message sender with manual C or C computation. Same result. First send succeeded, then failed at send hashtag 36-42. IO exception, the socket has been shut down. Section, Subboss 4, the TCP buffer red herring. We added a dedicated read thread to drain PX4's responses. Still failed. We disabled the subscribe callback. Still failed. We tried connection level versus node level sends. Still failed. Every test showed the same pattern. 40 successful sends, then permanent failure. The TCP connection was being closed by the remote end. Section, Subboss 5, the twist ending. PX4 was exiting. Not crashing. Not rejecting our data. Just finishing its startup script and shutting down cleanly. The non-Iris model runs PX4's init script and exits. There's no foreground process to keep it alive. Every failure, we debugged. The native library, the CRC, the TCP buffer, the lockstep protocol, was a red herring. The connection worked perfectly for exactly as long as PX4 was running. 800 milliseconds of startup. Then PX4 exited and closed the socket. The fix, one flag. The D flag keeps PX4 running after the init script completes. This lesson applies universally to PX4 SITL deployments. And if the TCP 4560 complexity seems excessive, the SIH approach avoids external simulators entirely by running physics inside PX4 itself. Section, Act V, the return. With the D flag, PX4 received our simulated sensor data. It switched to the barometer we provided. It set the home position from our GPS coordinates. Both containers ran stable for minutes. Section, the lessons. Section, 1. The simplest explanation is usually right. We spend hours debugging native library internals, CRC computations, struct marshalling, and TCP buffer management. The root cause was that PX4 was exiting. A process lifecycle issue, not a protocol issue. Always check exit code first. Section, 2. Debug.log is stripped in release builds. Unity strips debug.log calls in non-development builds. Use debug.log error for diagnostics that must survive to production. We lost hours because entity initialization failures were completely silent. Section 3. The entity that overrides position every frame. If your game entity uses a network reflector that sets transform.position every frame, it will override any initial position. Guard with a has received real data flag. Section 4. Type.getType works until it doesn't. Unity's type.getType class name works in editor but can fail silently in builds if the assembly context is different. Always handle the null case with a visible error. Section 5. Test one thing at a time. When we switched from Mavlink entity to Sim entity, the drone model immediately appeared. That single change proved the camera system worked. The problem was entity positioning. Isolate variables ruthlessly. Section. What's still open? 1. Terrain satellite texture. Needs the original terrain asset bundle rebuilt with standalone Linux 64 from the UMFTDI project. 2. Dynamic flight. PX4 receives our sensor data, but the mock data is static, hover,